The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Dermot Gavin, who is getting all braced for autumn. Does autumn require a lot of preparation and changes in the garden?
I think we live in a wonderful place for growing, if you're a farmer, for growing food, or if you're a gardener. We tend to dismiss it because it's what we've kind of always known. But we get four distinct seasons. If you have friends in New York or other parts of the state, or around the world, indeed, spring comes in a day. Autumn can be the same. From summer to fall, all of a sudden it just kind of happens overnight and they change. But what happens in our country, on these islands, is that each season seeds gently into the next. And sometimes we just take it for granted. For me as a gardener, there's an element of grief because the joy of summer. Now, we didn't particularly have that joy this year because it was cold. We missed a long summer's day. The occasional last Saturday, unbelievable weather. Really, really beautiful. But now things are beginning to go before they've really put on a show. But that's our weather. That's our climate. And in May.
But there's still a bit of a show in the autumn with changing of leaves and all of the coppery
so
stones.
So let's look at what's happened. Do you know what happens when leaves change?
No.
Do you know what so what's happening at the moment is the amount of daylight hours there is going significantly down. We all notice it. We're all commenting on it. And the soil is getting cooler. And these are all the signals to the plant, the way the plant works to do different stuff. The thing about the autumn leaves is really quite incredible because there's chlorophyll in our leaves. So the chlorophyll is that chemical that makes the leaf green and that it produces the energy for the plant. But that begins to drain out of the leaf at this time of the year. So the other pigments that are in the leaf, they're always there, but all of a sudden now they're beginning to come to the fore. And depending on the year that you've had, depending on how cold it's been at certain times of the year, the displays of colour will be, you know, more magnificent than ever.
So they're masked by the chlorophyll during the year?
Yeah, and all of a sudden we get to see that. So that grief disappears fairly quickly because there's the joy of going for a walk in the woodlands or wherever in a local park. There's the joy of that oriental maple that you've bought in the garden centre this year. All of a sudden it's beginning to look like a flaming bush. It's quite an incredible time of the year. So that's one of the things that's happening. The other thing is that because the chlorophyll is going, plants grow more slowly. So we're not looking to feed plants so much in the garden anymore because they don't need it. They're beginning to toughen up for the winter. The soil is still a little bit warm, so root growth will be sustained. And that's very important at the moment because it may be a tough winter. The plant knows that, so it's putting lots of resources down below to toughen up its roots and to get ready for the winter.
And how do you help that process, or do you? Do you just leave it be?
No, you don't leave it be. You definitely can help. And one of the main ways of helping it, first of all, you don't water so much in the garden anymore unless there's newly planted trees or shrubs. Trees are still going to be using water. You don't want them under stress in this season when the soil is still warm. One of the main ways of helping the process would be to mulch. Do you know what mulching is?
Mulching is chewing up bits of bark and covering up the soil with them, isn't it?
Well, that's the industry. But what mulching is what happens in every forest from this time of the year. So the leaves fall from the trees. They create a blanket of organic material on the ground that slowly decomposes with leaves, with broad leaves. It can take up to, let's say, a beech tree. Okay? It can take up to a year to produce leaf mulch. But in a woodland or in areas maybe like the Phoenix Park in Dublin, where it isn't touched for a long time, that becomes a really good protector for the roots.
So it also kill everything it lands on top of? Because it prevents light getting to small growth, doesn't it?
It does. So it won't. Maybe it stunts the development of stuff that you don't want. So maybe the weeds. But the big thing it'll do, it'll break down. So you make your own mulch. The herbaceous border are beginning to die down. So the perennial plants in your garden are beginning to die down. You're beginning to clear out the vegetable garden. You have lots of organic matter that you don't want to leave lying around. That goes into the compost heap. And from the compost heap, you produce this sort of mulch. that becomes a blanket that keeps all the weeds at bay.
Buckets of questions coming in. As always, we'll never have a chance of getting to them. So you were saying, what'd you say, 7 o'clock this evening on Instagram Live? You'll do
7 o'clock this evening. I have a bit of time, so any question we don't get to, I'm going to do an Insta Live and answer all the questions.
Gentle scholar. All right, we'll get to as many as we can. I have a question for Dermot, please. I grew hollyhock from seed this year, but I'd like to know how to overwinter them. Should I put them in a greenhouse? And if so, should I water them?
Hollyhock should be fine in your garden. They should be hardy outside. Big thing about hollyhocks, they'll be setting seed. So a lot of our flower garden, a lot of those traditional plants in the flower garden will be setting seed. An awful lot of the wildflower meadows, that's really important. People are beginning to cut that down because they're beginning to drop seed. So saving seed is really important. Letting plants, letting the flowers, the seed heads dry on the plant, letting those plants disperse. Some seeds will, you know, do nothing. Some will next year produce a little plant. Some will line your soil for decades before they get a chance to emerge and produce something new.
I like this one because it is a caveat aimed directly at you. Why is my Leylandii hedge going brown? Is it dying? Brackets. I know you hate them, but it'll cost a fortune to remove it and replace it.
I think the oldest Leylandii plant in these islands is still growing. So we don't know how big they get to. I think it's in Scotland somewhere. So they grow at a
as in decades or hundreds? Or
Maybe at the 150.
Wow.
So they are a great plant and they're a very useful plant. But if you treat it, so if you've plenty of space and you want to grow one as a specimen, let it do its thing and keep its not so pretty shape, but its inherent shape nonetheless. If you create a hedge from Leylandia, it's the most brilliant hedge, especially if you're in an area that's really battered by winds. But you must stop it when it reaches the size that you want. So maybe at 2.5, 3 metres. If you stop it, the sides and the top, that means trimming it, cutting it on each side and the top, it'll make the most fantastic green wall in your garden.
What about if it goes brown like this one?
If it grows brown like this, it'll never recover. So it could grow brown through a pet peeing on it, fumes from your lawnmower, something like that. There's all sorts of things that could cause it going brown. But most conifers, when they go brown, they don't regenerate. A yew tree will, but most conifers won't, and especially Leylandii, and they look very ugly.
Very quickly, I have a pear tree with 20 pears. How do I harvest them and how do I store them?
Pear trees are one of these unusual ones. They like to ripen on the tree. So, you know, test them regularly when they're really beginning to come off before those really big gusts of winds come in. I would do it and just store them in crates in a very cool place.
Dermot, thank you very much. And Dermot will be on Instagram this evening at 7 o'clock dealing with quite a few questions that we didn't get there. Reminder, if you missed anything from today, they're all uploaded as podcasts. You can listen to them on the News Talk app powered by GoLive. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show. Big thank you.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.